Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Let's go over to Proverbs 4:26. I want to talk to you about something I've talked to you about before, but I want to run at it again. And because the reason I want to run at it again is because we're in the thousandfold.
Amen.
Life being a thousand times better. Life being your prosperity, your social life, your physical life, everything being better. And when God said that to us, we needed to go down that path. And so we have, and we've gone down it together. And so that commission that we had this last Sunday, everyone received, or you made known to me you were receiving, that you have chosen to not choke at the fact that your life could actually be a thousand times better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. So the reason why I want to do this is because I want to head that way then. Proverbs 4:26, ponder the path of your feet and all your ways will be established. So weigh out what you're doing.
Yeah.
Weigh out what you're doing. Watch where you're going.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. So the verse before says that to set your gaze on the path before you. So what I want to do is I want to help you get to where you're going. That's my plan, is to help you, give you a leg up, help you to where you're going. And so, church, we just have this wonderful table of success and fulfilled dreams that has been set before us. God is giving us that if we'll take it. But you've got to pull up at the table. You do have a part in that. So I should say pull up to the table. So I think it's really interesting that Solomon, a wise man, looked at life's choices in the word paths. He's looking at paths. And so paths to follow. Now, you all know that I love the subject of perception. Most of you know that. Perception is the organization, identification, and interpretation of sensory information. It's the way we interpret the sensory information coming in. You've got these facts, you've got what's going on, and you're kind of like, Danny says this a lot, what is happening? Well, so you take in what is happening, and you begin to perceive, and of course we're looking at biblical perception, what is taking place when you put these pieces together. It's different than belief. Belief is the acceptance of something to be true or real. I believe that's real. I believe that Christ is my Savior, right? That's real to us. That's what you believe. Now, think about the way you may have perceived your walk with God. Now, some of you that are younger, you didn't have to go through this. Some of you that were not brought up in religion, you were born free. And so you didn't go through this. But people like me, I was raised under some religious stuff. And so people think like this. They say, well, you know, if I just am good, if I just stop sinning, you know, then God's going to love me and then he's going to reward me. So I really need to work on not allowing my flesh to rule me. It's more that perception. You with me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But after you learn the word, after you learn and you start growing up in the word, you kind of go this way. Hey, I'm not going to let my flesh control me because I want to walk close to the Holy Spirit. I want to let him lead me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to be able to hear him and perceive. You heard that about the fasting. Everyone could hear more clearly, right? So I want to sense his unctions. So I keep myself. And I choose to be transformed and not conformed, so I follow after the Spirit. In order to follow after the Spirit, that's why I don't want to be carnal. See the difference? One way is making a deal, and it's being conformed to religion. The other way is you're being transformed. You really care about this relationship enough to be led by the Spirit of God. So that would be the better perception. And you got there by revelation. You with me so far? So I want to help you get a certain perception tonight that's going to help you stay out of that condemnation lane. Okay. Or that thought of, you know, I'll just never be good enough. I'm just not going to be good enough. Nothing works out for me because I'm bad, blah, blah, blah. Okay. But so I've talked to you about this before. I'm going to talk to you about it again. There are certain principles that we can follow that help us hit the mark. They help us move forward. The nature of a principle is that you don't have to know it or apply it to be impacted by it. Am I right? Okay. There are things that just are. The principle works. You know, why does a 5-ounce pebble sink, but a 50-ton battleship float? Yeah. There's a principle involved there. Am I right? Yeah. And so, someone discovered why that works. But the verse that we read said, ponder the path of your feet. And all your ways shall be established. So if you pay attention to the path then, and you're on it, all your ways will be established. All means all. And that's wonderful. So I want to bring this up to you again. I want to talk to you about the principle of the path. The principle of the path. It makes life so much easier. And the guy who discovered the principle of buoyancy, Archimedes, I think is his name, something like that. Anybody know? Am I close? Archimedes. Well, so he found out why rocks sink. He found out why the ships float. Okay. So the principle that explained that the path explains here will explain to us why some people do well in life and why some people don't. Okay? Because some people do well in life.
Yeah.
And some people don't.
Yeah.
Isn't that true? So if you look at the principle here, you'll discover what's going on. So would you like to know why some people do well and why some others don't? Are you sure you want to know that? Because Ronnie wants to know. Deb wants to know. Anybody else want to know? Okay. So I'm just going to tell you right now. And this probably won't amaze you at all. The reason why some people don't do well is because they try to come up with solutions instead of looking for the right path. See that? They try to come up with a solution instead of, I'm going to go this way. Walk with me. Okay. So roads lead to the same place every time. I always take the back way from the bridge to 1431, so I drive by Randy's house quite often, wave, although a lot of times there's lights are offered there, but I know where he is, and every time we go by there, Deb says, Wendy. Every time she calls his name, Wendy. And so we drive by Randy's house and send love to Randy and Lori, but that road goes by there every time. It didn't change. It goes there. If we go out 1431, I'm going to pass your house. And then I'm going to get to my house. It goes the same place. If you take 281 north, you are not going to go to San Antonio. It's going to go to the same place every time. Paths always go to a place. There's this movie that some of you may have heard of. And Glinda tells Dorothy to follow the yellow brick road because she wants to go to Oz. An amazing thing happened. She followed the yellow brick road and she ended up in Oz. Wow. She got to where she was going because she followed the path. So, and it wasn't because Dorothy was special. She's not that special. And not, it's because that yellow brick road led somewhere, right? So just imagine if you had a yellow brick road that was going to lead you to a better marriage, financial security, better health, all these great things, your children participating in God the way you want them to, your grandchildren being blessed, life doing well, you having favor. You what if that road led there? I have news for you. There's a road that leads there. There's absolutely roads to success. One of the major roads to success, I can give it to you in one word. It's called favor. Amen. It's a road to success. So what if there's a road to lead you out of all that religious guilt and shame and condemnation and all the junk, the depression? What if there is a road out of there? If that were the case, then you would stop looking for solutions and you would start looking for the right path. You just go, well, which way do I go? Because that's where I'm going.
Yes, that's right.
Yep. Amen. Church, recognizing the distinction between a solution and a path is the first step of understanding this, of how we're understanding where we're going. Get the difference between finding a solution or taking a particular path. You know, so it's okay if we talk solutions, but what I'm trying to help you here with is your perception so that it's not so hard to get where you want to go, and so that solution kind of makes you feel like you're closing the book. You know, that's the end. But path doesn't. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm trying to get you in perspective here, right? All right. Now, so the two requirements you'll need to take these paths, time and change of direction. Amen. When I was a kid, I lived on a kind of a, not a real busy street, but when I was little, it wasn't busy. Now it's real busy. But it led to a place called Wonder World in San Marcos. Anybody know of it? It was Wonder Cave when I was a kid, but Wonder World. And so and then there was a thing in town called Ocarina Springs. Ocarina Springs, okay. So that's where I grew up. And so we lived on the corner of Hopkins and Bishop, and people would stop there and say, excuse me, little girl, can you give us directions to the Wonder Cave? Well, when I looked up, there's a sign about as big as that back wall back there that said Wonder Cave this way. But to help out, I would tell them, turn left right here, go up the hill. When you get up the hill, we called it the Story Hill. Don't ask me why. It's what we called it. When you get up the hill, take a right, and Wonder Cave will be right there on the right. So you got the direction. You didn't know where you were going. Or they would say, little girl, can you tell us where Aqua Marina is? Well, it wasn't an Aqua Marina. It's Ocarina. But, you know, they had, you know, tourist. Okay. You know, okay, just for fun, let's go here. What does every person coming to this town ask you about? The blue bonnet. Everybody. Yeah. And a president ate there one time. Yeah. That's a big deal. Oh, yeah, you are the town with that restaurant. I'm like, yeah, blue bonnet. Okay, yeah. Okay. So, but people are looking for where they're going. They're looking for the place they're going to. So direction determines destination. Direction does. Now, listen right here, church. When we discover those subtle and sometimes not so subtle discrepancies between intent and lifestyle, we should stop and pay attention. Because we have intent, but then we have lifestyle.
Come on. Yeah.
Hey, we should break the habit of drawing a circle around individual decisions and events and dismissing them as isolated occurrences.
Oh, wow.
I don't care. I'm going to do this right here.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this. But it's not isolated.
No.
It's not isolated. Sometimes that event will follow you for a long time. Am I right?
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. It got quieter in here. But we're going to keep going. So these decisions are these choices, we'll say, they're actually not isolated. They're actually steps. They're steps to what's going to happen next. You make a certain step. You say a certain thing. You make a certain decision. That is going to lead you to the next step, right? You've got to stop closing the book after you make a decision. It's not isolated. And when you realize that your decision is not isolated, you'll start making the right decisions.
Yeah, that's really good.
You see the path in that?
Yeah.
Okay. So break that habit of drawing a circle around those individual decisions. I'm going to eat this whole pie. I don't care. I'm going to eat this whole pie.
Wow.
That's a decision that is not isolated.
No.
It's not isolated. I don't care. I'm going to smart up to this person. I don't care if I do represent Victor Church. I'm going to say it to them now. It's not isolated. It's not isolated. What we decide to do is never isolated. Our choices affect other people, and they affect our success.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. So, listen, understand that today and tomorrow are connected.
True.
Yeah. Do I have to go there right now? Okay. All right, Lord. For the 1,000th time, open the savings account.
Yes.
Well, I'd open a savings account if I just had some money to put in it. Put $5 in it. Put $100 in it. Put something in it. Start. The big tractor's coming.
Right.
Start. This is a word from the Lord right now. You yes. keep putting that off because you think you can't fill that thing up.
Yeah.
You keep, see, you're isolating.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
But if you take a step into something, for us, somebody bigger comes to help us with it.
Right. Yeah.
We need to understand that. And when you take steps towards certain things, remember what we talked about on Sunday? That if we were a good man and a good woman, we would what? Leave an inheritance to our children's children. I can't even take care of the brood I got. That's a bad attitude. You can, if you just put a dollar a month in, at least you'd have something.
Right. Yeah.
And who knows what God would do if you made the decision. Okay, the Lord told me to tell you that. Now let's go on. Am I good, Lord? Okay. All right, so understand that today and tomorrow are connected. Here's the principle of the path. Roads lead the same place every time. Every road leads to the same place every single time. Direction determines destination. You decide which direction you're going to go. I like what Ronnie said. She said, I just decided I don't have to say everything. She just determined a new direction.
Right.
Okay. Proverbs 27:12 says, a prudent man seeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and suffer for it. So a prudent person understands that life is connected. You have to understand that tomorrow is connected to tonight. That's why the people that stayed home missed it. Because what we're saying tonight is connected to your day tomorrow. The seed you sowed, the tithe you paid is connected to your tomorrow. So all the love you gave, the service you did is all connected to tomorrow. Prudent people look as far down the road as possible when they're making decisions. It can't be just about you and what you like right now. You have to think. One of the things that I'm determined to do is just talking about some of the ladies and gentlemen in the coffee shop today is that one of my jobs right now is to make sure that our next generations have what they need to facilitate the ministry. Your children, you, that you have what you need to do whatever you need to do. We can't just think about what, Mama say, what I want to do, right? Okay, so we understand that today's decisions are informed and influenced by their impact on tomorrow. Okay, so you're looking ahead. You're looking at, well, what will this, if we do this, what's going to happen? So you anticipate the future and then you choose accordingly. So we understand that our choices today are not isolated events, they're connected to tomorrow. Now here's the thing. The choices are now, the outcome is later. And here are some of the things that you have to realize. What I'm about to tell you is really important. If you get this, you're going to start taking the path. The problem is we are not always on a truth quest. Okay. We have to fess up, church. Yeah. We're going to have to fess up. See, we have this propensity to go looking for sound reasons to support our unsound decisions.
Yeah.
Did y'all get that?
Yeah.
I'm going to say it again if you need to write this down in your notes. Okay. We have this propensity to go looking for sound reasons to support our unsound decisions. We're going to make it okay. We're going to get this brain to overload. Okay. So, you know, excuses.
Yeah.
That's what we call them. Your emotions will always want the happiness now path.
Oh, yeah.
But that doesn't always equal happy paths for tomorrow.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you're going to have a happy path because you made that decision. Oh, Lord, please. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. So we have to break that cycle of self-deception. Did you hear me?
Yes.
You have to break this cycle of self-deception. You are deceived if you think not paying your tithe is going to get you somewhere. You're deceived because you are not yourself. You're not yourself cursed, but you're real close to being next to the curse. Because the tithe is the devoted thing. When it was found in Achan's tent, remember the devoted thing in Achan's tent? The whole country went into battle and lost the war. If you think that you not tithing is an isolated event, because maybe you just don't quite have enough right now, you're deceiving yourself. And you better fess up. Yeah, but so-and-so said it's not New Testament. You better go talk to the Lord about that. He receives our tithes from heaven.
Yeah.
Better talk to the Lord about that. That's greasy.
Yeah.
Now, anyway, if that helps somebody, praise the Lord. So, but see, if you use your brain to look for excuses for what your emotions want.
Yeah.
I used to be real good at that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Well, we could build something great. Oh yeah. We were getting me and Deb and my sissy, we were really good at it. We could all three get together. Well, you know, and I know we ought to do this because, you know, we could really come up with it. We could build some stories all based on what to have happy right now.
We could legitimize.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it. Legitimize it. That's a big word, Deb. That's really good. Didn't know if I could get that out. Legitimize. Whew, passed. Okay. So if you want to get to where you're going in life, you can't get there until you admit where you are right now. How can you do something different if you don't know where you are or you can't be honest enough with yourself to say, I'm right here? Like some of y'all said a while ago, well, I was here and I realized this about myself. Well, then now you can move forward.
True.
It's when you just cover it up that you can't begin to go down the path. But once you see where you are, you know, you've been to those places where you're the tourist and you see the big map on the wall and it says you are here, right? And you're looking, where are we? We always do that in New England. Where are we on the map? And, you know, okay, we're right here, so we got to go up here. You know, you're always looking. Well, that's a good thing to do right now. You are here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's going on with you right now? Are you lying to yourself? I know it's hard. Are you lying? Are you lying to all of us? Or are you just lying? You're like, God, Pastor, that's hard. No, today's the day. You're going to have a breakthrough. There's plenty of grace for you. But don't lie to yourself, because then you're lying to the rest of us. Then you're lying to the world. Then you're lying to your future, because it's isolated. But today will change tomorrow if you make the right decisions, because the principle of the path works. Now, I know this is not, that's not too hard for you all. You can take it. We are milk to meat people. So, but your brain will go along, make all these excuses, and then you're on that path of self-deception. I'm okay. I'm okay. I know I'm okay. I'm okay. I did that. I know. No, the Lord, He forgives me. I'm not going to look. Kind of that feeling, or maybe it was for me. I don't know about you. Sometimes I'm like, oh, just don't look, Lord. Okay. You know, but it's better to go, Lord, you didn't find out about this when I'm telling you. Run to God. Run to God. If you want to get where you're going in life, you can't get there until you admit what you're doing right now. You have to change it right now. Maps are useless, are they? Unless you know where you are. If you don't know where you are on the map, the GPS doesn't do any good. It won't do a bit of good. You can flip it all around. But if you don't know where you are right now, it can't change. We all have a tendency to side with the happiness impulse. We could just be happy right now. We can just be happy right now. So we send our brains to search out for a justification. This just justifies me right here. I'm okay. Right? We need to tell ourselves the truth. The reason I drink so much is, the reason I quit going to church is, the reason I'm in credit card debt is, admit it to yourself. Why are you in credit card debt? Want me to tell you why? You keep charging, and you don't pay your bill off at the end of the month. That it's that easy. How do I know? I did it. I don't do it anymore, but I did it. Amen. It's not hard, but it's admitting. Well, why don't you do that? Well, maybe it's fear of man. Maybe it's fear of acceptance. Maybe it's fear of rejection. Maybe it's fear of failure. Maybe it's fear of success. There's a lot of reason why we don't do what we ought to do, or we don't think we'll make it, so we don't want to do it. But if we'll admit it, we can start moving forward. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. So what should you expect from making the right choices? Well, first of all, you can expect some embarrassment because not everybody's going to go with you. When you decided to go over there to that church where the woman pastor is, where those name it, claim it people, blab it, grab it, prosperity people, those faith people. That's right. Hey, did y'all know that someone called in Eagle Mountain Church? You know, we're fasting with them. Somebody started fasting, and within 24 hours, their kidneys started working.
They were on dialysis.
Miracles are happening right now on the earth because we're all tuning more in and we're awakening to God. He always wanted to heal the kidneys. Somebody got a debt cancellation. You're like, what does that have to do with what you're talking about? I don't know. I just want to tell you. Anyway. Because we're succeeding. We're going to succeed. We're finding out who we are, where we are. This is going to help us. So we're not going to let ourselves be deceived. But sometimes there's going to be an embarrassing moment when everybody else says, we're going to do this. And you say, I'm not. I'm not participating in that. And they're like, you're. No. But here's the other thing that happens. Relief. Relief. You'll end up in relief. You'll end up winning. For a moment, maybe all your friends go, you're so crazy. But after a while, they're going to go, relief. You're going to have relief. That's what you can expect when you make the right choices, when you go down the right path. In an effort to be wise, you might look like a fool, but you're going to look wise later. You should get in on this deal. Everybody else is getting on this deal. No, I'm not supposed to. 6 months later, it crumbles. Sure, I'm glad I didn't get in on the deal. Amen. I can remember you doing that. I remember you came to me right back there and you said, I'm thinking no. Do you think I should get in on this deal? I said, absolutely not. Saved you. Saved you. I remember that so clearly. You made a decision not based on what everybody thought was going to be the great thing. Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise the Lord. And some people aren't accustomed to looking any further than the next weekend. Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and tell y'all that. I mean, when I was a teenager and a young adult, we were just looking for Friday.
Oh yeah.
Get your paycheck. We were just looking for Friday. What are we going to do? We're going to make a party. We're going to make a party. That's what life was all about for us. We're going to barbecue. We're going to spend all our money on food and drinks. And then we'll get ready at 8 o'clock at night and then we'll go dance. And then on Monday we'll get up and have just another manic Monday and start over again. And then the week but we just live for the weekend. We don't do that anymore. We're living for the future. We're living for eternity. We're living to see things be different for our children's children. We're living to see this country be great again. Yes. It's not just about us anymore. It's not just about what I want to go do or how I spend my weekend. It's about me putting whatever needs to be put in me to eat whatever spiritual thing I need to eat so that I can be an influence so my children can have a better life.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. So your choices may seem odd to other people, but you're going to make it all right. So how to choose the path. So Solomon told us, he said in Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. Don't prop yourself up with your own understanding.
Yeah.
Don't prop yourself up. We lean God's direction. Yeah. That's what you've been doing on this fast. You're leaning God's direction. Whatever you fasted, and every person said, I'm more alert to spiritual things.
Yeah.
Every one of you did. Why? You leaned toward God's direction. You got carnality out of the way. You said, you actually told your body and your soul, no.
Mm-hmm.
And if you learn to tell your body and your soul, no,
mm-hmm.
you'll be in charge.
Yeah.
Amen. Get up and go to work. Tell yourself that. Get up and go to church. You tell yourself that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't eat that. You tell yourself that most of the time. But do it. You do it. You start doing that. Like, so you like that, but you don't have to have it right now. When someone says, you want this? It'll be good sometimes to say, no. No thanks. Be okay.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Am I helping you?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to pick on you. I'm just trying to help. So don't lean on your own stuff. So when what makes sense to us doesn't line up with his revealed will, we're to side with him. Because
mm-hmm.
sometimes I'm like, but Lord, but Lord. And he's going, uh-uh. No. I'm going to Guatemala, Lord. I want to go on a mission trip. I'm going. You're not going. But, no, you're not going.
Yeah.
Okay, well then, oh wait, Claudia, Rhonda, they're Susanna, they're going to Israel. You're not going. No, you're not going. You're not going. Hard facts of life, especially when it comes to travel for me. Not going. You know, those are big items up for me. But if God's revealing something else. This morning when I was studying for the word for you, I had these other two plans. And I was in there starting to work on it. He said, no. And I'm like, no. Okay. So I pulled this other thing up that I was thinking, no. Okay. I think I got about 12 no's. But this is what I needed to hear. I'm so glad that he had me write this today because this is helping me. I'm going to be on the right path. I'm going to choose the right thing. So sometimes if he's saying one thing and I'm thinking the other, I am not going to use my brain to make it fit my way. All right. So in all thy ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. In all your ways means, right. Okay. To acknowledge God means to recognize. See, it's not just, you recognize him in it. He's your leader. And you respond accordingly. So what is the, as we're coming down the home trail here now, what is the proper response to God? Submission. We recognize God's authority over every component of our life and we submit to him. We seek and submit to his will in every area of our life. He will direct our paths if we go, okay, Lord, what are you saying? Go ahead and do it. And when you do that, when you practice doing what he says, it gets a whole lot easier. Sometimes you're going to say something like I did a while ago, or I didn't want to say something, and he kept saying, now, I want you to do it now, I want you to do it right now, do it right now. And so I submitted to him. Sometimes there won't be happy faces over what I say. Debbie's smiling. Thank you. Thanks, Deb. Now, what this scripture means is this. God will make the best path obvious. When you submit, he'll show you, this is the way. Go, this is the shorter way. Go this way. Turn here and go this way. He'll make it obvious to you. When you submit to God, he'll make the best path obvious. That's what submission is. You just listen to him and say, no. You're going the hard way. Go this way.
Right. Yeah.
Pastor John used to tell me how to drive and all that stuff. He loved it. He'd say, now, you're coming to San Angelo, and so when you get over to Llano, when you turn right on 71, now you're going to get to this place, and I want you to slow down because there's these curves, and the deer eat on the side of the road. He had to go into detail. He loved it. Thank God for that. I was like, Pastor John, I'm a month older than you. But no, he's the boss of me. He was the boss of me, right? So whatever he said, I paid attention to. So, but that's how it is with God. He knows the better way to go. So choosing the right path begins with submission, not information.
Oh, boom.
Not information, submission. I have my ballot in my back pocket for who I'm voting for. And I had some information and I had to end up going with some submission because I almost was going to vote for the wrong person on something. And God said, no, you're not. No, you're not. That's not the one. This is what makes spiritual sense, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's up to you. You do it how God targets you. But I want to hear what he's saying about the person. Not necessarily even their whole record, but what is God saying about the person. And if you're like, oh, I don't know, I can't hear anything. You got a Bible right there, vote Bible.
Amen.
Okay, now, so we'll finish up here. So information is not our problem. We have plenty of that. Independence is our problem. And the solution for independence is that big old S word. Submission. It's not going to hurt you to submit.
Right.
Nobody's the boss of me. God is.
Yeah.
God's the boss of me.
Uh-huh.
Amen. My famous words to Sissy were, you're not the boss of me. Because she thought she was my second mother, but she really was. And thank God for it. But, I mean, it was all the time, you're not the boss of me. So I just grew up thinking that about the whole world. Y'all are not the boss of me. I'm going to do what I want to. This world is not the boss of me. But you know what? I ran right into God, and he is the boss of me. And we don't like that word boss, but he is my God and the one who I want to lead me. And so I'm going to submit to that. Going to submit to his way of getting me down that path. And when you get ahead of God by thinking that you can just do just fine without his direction and relying solely on conventional knowledge, then things don't work out so well. You have to depend on him. You'll never answer your call by mentally trying to work it out. Listen to me, preachers. You're never going to answer your call by mentally working it out. Well, Pastor said, I'm called, so I think I better go to seminary, and I better do this and do that so I will be scholarly ready. You better listen to the Holy Ghost is what you better do. You better listen to your leaders. You better follow what they want you to do so that you can come into the fullness and answer your call. Yeah. But people, all of a sudden, they get this mental thing of, if I'm schooled, if I'm this, if I'm that, if I'm, you know, if I can do it. No. Actually, your mentor is your best shortcut in your calling. Yeah. I'm going to leave that alone. Praise the Lord. But it is true. So don't get ahead of God. I know someone who did. His name was Lucifer. He decided to call the shots, and we know what happened there. So every path has a destination. Direction, not intention, determines destination. Get the correction. Get the direction, not your intention. Good intentions don't go very far. No. Man, I'm going to get this. I'm going to work hard for this. And I've got this set up, and here's my plan, and here's my paper. Hey, what are you doing? Nothing. It's too tired to do it. Nah, I don't feel like going out today. See, that doesn't get you very far. But if God's leading you, he gives you the grace. The grace is on the path. The grace is on the path. The grace is on the path. It's on the path. It's on the path. You get on that path. Grace is not slippery stuff. Grace is the empowerment to get you down the path. Amen. You want to quit something? Grace. You want to start something? Grace. Y'all receive this tonight? All right, let me say this to you. These are my closing lines here. We cannot let our emotions make our decisions. They'll always want to take the happy path. We cannot isolate today's decisions and think they will not affect tomorrow. Making right decisions will seem odd to others, and you might get embarrassed. Right choice will bring relief. And to make right choices, we need more than information. To make right choices, we need to submit to God. Amen? You're like, Pastor, you know, we know this stuff. Yeah, but you need to hear it over and over. And when you look at it with the principle of the path, it helps your perception. It clears out that religious stuff. It clears out the condemnation and the let's make a deal with God. This is being led and not driven. You drive cattle. You lead sheep. You lead them. Amen. They have to be led. I know you're seeing the sheepdog, but there's still a leading involved in it. We have to be led. We're people that have to be led. And when we go our own way, and if we just follow someone's information, the whole flock can go off the cliff.
True.
So we have to follow the shepherd. We have to do what he's called us to do. Amen?
Yeah.
So, Father, we thank you for this word. We follow your path. We thank you that you've led us. Already, you led us down these paths. And we thank you that you're doing it. Your scripture says you lead us down the path of righteousness for your namesake. You are doing it for us. You're leading us in paths. And we stay on these paths and we end up in good places. We end up 1,000 times better. We have grand outcomes because of the choices we make as we follow you. We bless you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Let's receive our offering tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Danny's going to come with 101 announcements in a minute. And praise the Lord. No, not really. But a few, right? Oh, was that all? Praise the Lord. She's on the right path. She's always on the right path. Praise the Lord. God is good. Father, we thank you for the tither. We thank you, Lord, for the giver. Father, we thank you that we tithe where we are fed. And we give as you call us to. And Father, you said the tithe was holy. And so, Lord, we thank you that it's separated out already. We separated it out before we ever got here. We separated it out in our hearts a long time ago. And so we thank you for that. And we thank you that because we've done that, we can drink from those windows of heaven that are open, and we can totally resist the devourer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Come on, brothers, sisters. Glory to God. If you would like to give me a text message, text VCHL and the amount you want to give to 73256. Click the link and complete your gift. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I don't know if y'all like that, but it helped me. It's good stuff. We're going to submit. We're going to follow. We're going to follow him. He's going to talk to you tonight. You're going to lay down in your bed, and he's going to say something to you. He's going to say, hey, I got something for you. He's going to do it. He's going to do it. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye. Bye, Jesse. Bye, Cherie. Bye, Amanda. Bye, Mac. See y'all. Are we off the air yet? Okay. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. God is good. Just having fun. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. David, you really have your ears set to know something. And God says he's about to give you the big answer. The big answer. So be ready to hear it. You're really close to the big answer in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Father, we pray over our election process. Yes. We pray that not one vote will be stolen or misplaced or misled or added to or taken away from in Jesus' name. We send angelic forces to guard the camp in Jesus' name. We thank you for truth revealed and the right things happening. And we thank you that not one of us will fall for propaganda in Jesus' name. But we hear the truth. We know the truth. We don't just eat anything we see coming out on plates in Jesus' name. We look for the truth. We're willing to dig and find out truth in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Debbie Clark, come here, will you? Thank you, Jesus. Somebody? You got on my right path. You did the right thing. But you've stayed in grief about it. And now grief will lead. Leave. Grief will leave. There's no need to grieve. Because if you stay in grief, it's as good as never have done it. But you did what was right. You've done what's right. And now it's time to go free from that. You'll not grieve another day over your children or your home or anything else. It's over. And then the breakthroughs will come. Right now, in the name of Jesus, grief, go. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. You didn't mean to go that way. It just, the devil caught you on the corner and tried to build that up. It's different from missing someone. No more in Jesus' name. No more. You're okay. Dwayne's okay. You're okay. That's it. It's gone. It's gone. You can rejoice in the decision you made because you came down the right path. It'll all be restored to you.
Yes.
All of it. All of it's restored. Oh, in fact, from the days of old, what was missing, all harvest shall flow. From a long time ago, harvest is flowing in Jesus' name, right now, in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Ooh. Ooh. Mm. Thank you, Lord. I just saw your mother. She just dipped in the river. She's dipping in the river. And she's been given a special cup. She's a special cup, and she's dipping in the river with it right now. She's so happy, so free. She's dipping in the river. And I just see that she's able to take that cup and pour it over the balcony of heaven. Praise God. Thank you for that, Lord. Woo, I felt it. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't that awesome? So she has a cup. It's like a coffee cup, like at a restaurant with a little blue stripe around it. I saw it as plain as day. She's just dipping in that water and just, she'll pour it, and then she just dipped it, and just like she just dumped it out, and it got to you. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for the gift from heaven in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. The barren will produce. Be ready. You'll say words that will bring forth birth in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, you take that and wear it now. In these next months, you'll see it happen. In the name of Jesus, thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. I'm going to throw you a surprise party, says the Lord. You and I together dancing, he says. A surprise party. Something really, really good that's going to make you want to party. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, woo. Glory. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. See, three cousins in heaven, three cousins, and they're dancing a dance like a square dance. And they're just rejoicing out in this big meadow. And they're so excited about eternity and the future. And they've actually been calling your name. And their prayers from heaven are going to bring you into a brand new green pasture place where you will find peace and joy in your everyday life. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. And Daddy walks close to the Master. He's walking close to the Master. And he sees and he knows many things that go on in the earth. And he knows about you. He knows what you've stood for, what you've done, how you've answered your call. And he's excited about it. Heaven is excited about it. And there are new things being said and done. He has been to a library, particularly, and picked out the book of Jesse. And he's picked out the book of Jesse, and he says, here's the story of my baby. Here's the story of my baby. And he's read things that have not come to pass yet, and he's very excited about it. And you're about to get very excited about it. Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's 12 people in here that the next time you take a nap, you're going to have a heavenly experience. The next time you take a nap, you're going to dream a heavenly dream. Who are you? Who is that? Okay, take it. Take it in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Right place, right time. Right place, right time. Right place. Now it's going to get good. Now it's going to get good. This is going to be your life. Gooder and gooder. Gooder and gooder in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 Thank you, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're the apple of my eye, says the Spirit of Grace. You are the apple of my eye. And I'm going to lead you down perfect paths. No more sorrow. No more sorrow. Everything and everyone will be returned to you. Everyone. 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 All you have to do is hold your hand out, and it will be so. I'm going to use you in some miraculous ways. So get ready and stay near me, because you're going to see a bit of a shuffle, because you're going to come from behind to the front. And it's going to take a bit of a shuffle, but you're going to do it. You just said what God was about to say. Say yes. 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 That's the first step. Just say yes in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
My daughter's coming.
Is she?
Praise God.
Well, there you go. Thank you, Jesus. I see a new authority coming to you. You know who you are.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. I see you like a cheerleader in these next days. You're just like, okay, everybody, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. You're going to be a real encouragement to particularly about 9 people. And you'll just do it unaware, and then you look back and go, oh, there that was. And this is life-changing encouragement. Life-changing encouragement. Also, you've got some finances you knew not of. They're coming to you in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. All blockages out. All blockages, they're out. They're out. No names stamped on anybody in your family. No names, no nothing. No, well, they're this or they're that. No, they're gods. They're gods, period. They're just gods. They all belong to God. All coming through, coming through, coming through. More success than ever before. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, do you love Jesus?
Yes.
Me too. Praise the Lord. Come on, Mrs. Schaefer.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I forgot I do have 2 announcements. So I'm going to do the first one, or the short one first. I just want to let all of the men know March 9th. Ooh, my heart is beating so heavy. March 9th will be the 3rd annual, glory to God, the 3rd annual men's shootout. the 3rd annual men's shootout. They will meet at the church at 9:30. And I am struggling. Okay. March 9th at 9:30 a.m., the men will meet at the church. Then they will head out to Copperhead Creek, and they will have the 3rd annual shootout. And so if you would like to register for that, you can see either Chris or Hector, and they can get you more information. That's March 9th. We'll be seeing that coming in the announcements, and so you can get with them. It's a wonderful time. There'll be the word. There'll be lunch, and there'll be a shootout. Glory to God. Amen. Lord, thank you for helping me with this. March 5th is voting day. Currently, early voting is going on. I want to, the Lord had me to, remind you of these things. We often say vote Bible. And so I want to put these three things in your thinking of what it means to vote Bible. These are things you need to look into the word of what it says of who to choose your candidates. Number one, how did they stand on Israel? Now see, this comes out clearly because this is important to the Lord. How do they stand on Israel? Number two, where do they stand on life? What is their view of life? Are they for life? Find that out. And number three, where do they stand on family? Creation was God's first design. There is a reason that the enemy would like to sway people to go another direction. And it's because it eliminates creation. And so I would like you, I won't tell you where to go, but I will tell you those three things are biblical principles that we need to be looking at our candidates and identifying whether or not and where they draw on those lines. The next thing I want to tell you is coming up for the primary elections. I had said several weeks ago about propositions and tricky wording. I want to somewhat retract that statement in this. We are currently voting in the primary elections. That means whatever is on your ticket, whether you're voting Republican or Democrat, was prepared by your party for their platform. That means we are not creating legislation with the propositions that are on these ballots. What we are doing is voting on the issues that we want to have identified on our platform. And so what you're voting yes or no for is not setting in legislation. It's going to your party to determine what their platform will stand on, which then when we get down to a general election, the Republican and Democrats will bring bills of legislation, and those propositions will then be placing in laws or working towards placing in laws. So this is these ballots. From what I identified today, the Republican ballot has 13 propositions. Go through and look at them, but no, those were prepared by a Republican party. The Democratic ballot does not have any propositions. And so please go through and look at both candidates, go through and look through each candidate, excuse me, on your ballot. There are several candidates. We are voting for who we want to run in our presidential election, who we want to run in our Senate election. There's House representatives on there as well as county people, county judges. And so please get the information that you need. There is a website. I didn't bring it with me. Can you call it off to me? It's the one that has all five of them attached to it. BiblicalVoter.com or BiblicalVoter.org. BiblicalVoter.org, and you can go to Texas Elections. And that will give you, if you're looking for information and research, you can go on there. It'll give you the iVoter Guide. It'll give you the Texas Voter Guide. If you need that website, please feel free. I have it in my phone, so I can actually give you the direct connection to it. Let me pull it up. I think it's biblicalvoter.com, but let me pull it up so I can. This is like earlier. I like to fact check myself. I don't want to mistell you. But obviously this is important to the Lord because now I'm able to fully communicate without. Okay. Oh, the one that was sent to me is biblicalvoter.com. /Texas-voter-guides. And so, yep. And so, biblicalvoter.com, and then you can probably search by Texas. This has several resources on there that you can go and look, about what they say regarding, biblical views and how to vote. So, again, this is completely, I'm not going to tell you who, but I do want to tell you it's important to cast your seed. It's important for you to sow your seed, and the Bible does tell us to do our civil duty, and that's part of this. So March 5th is the day, the final day to vote. Early voting is currently going on now at this time for this week and next week, correct? Okay, so that was it. Glory to God.
That's There's an after effect here right now. I don't know if y'all can feel it, but I'm like, ah. Stop. Stop. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victors in Jesus' name. Amen.